Welcome to Money 911, your go-to podcast for financial wisdom and inspiration. I'm Chris Miller, your host, and today's episode is going to be an absolute game changer. We're delving into the world of philanthropy and innovation with an extraordinary guest, Chase Harmer, the visionary and founder of Wishes & Company. Get ready to be inspired as we uncover Chase's remarkable journey from building a $500 million fintech empire to revolutionizing charity giving. Stay tuned, because you won't want to miss a second of this episode. All right, Chase, your journey from fintech industry, the give back world, is remarkable and inspiring. So, you know, there's a transition. I went through that like midlife where it was like, you know, successful business. And then it's like, it's not all about me. I want to give this back. So what was it inside of you that made you want to transition from a successful business to creating a positive social impact with the Wishes?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it was just a natural transition because I had been building technology to solve the supply chain issues, like consumer purchases to supply payments. And essentially, that's really all we're doing here, really, is I built a technology to kind of be the whole economy of the transaction in the business world. And I was like, well, you know, the biggest problem inside of the charitable giving space is that you never know where the donations go. And so, you know, I was giving back and I was trying to figure out where my money was going, how it impacted people. And I was like, well, I built this whole entire system to solve the business problems. It's basically, I mean, nonprofit, people don't look at nonprofit like it's a business. It's an actual business. And they have, the supply chain is the donor. And the impact is the second part of that donation, right? So it's just basically the supply chain for a donation transaction, making it transparent all the way through and really just connecting the dots. And every time that we talk about what we're doing here, people just go like, how come it wasn't done sooner?
Right.
Like,
hey, where you been?
This has existed yet. I think it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, people were trying to do this to build transparency inside the charitable giving space, but they were trying to do it through blockchain. And unfortunately, blockchain is really not mainstream technology that people use on a daily basis. So that's why it never really took off. But I think we didn't change user behavior. You know, we made it simple and easy to use. And I think that's why it's going to work.
Right. It's so perfect, because that's exactly what I came up to is, you know, when you're giving to these, you know, you don't know where the money goes. That's just,
And, you know, every grocery store is asking you for a dollar. You're wondering, but it's for the kids. You're like, what kids? Like, no one tells you. And then the grocery store is taking a tax deduction for all that money. You know, no consumer is actually getting a benefit from that. They actually never know what happens to the money. I mean, I think the problem that we're solving inside of the charitable giving space is connection. You know, there is no connection when you give. Like, you have no idea what actually happens to the money. You give because you're rewarded for tax deductibility, hopefully. And hopefully it's going to something good and you feel kind of good about that, but you really don't know. If you don't know what happens and you don't know the impact that you're creating, like, what are you really doing? You
know? Right. Yeah. It's more than a tax write-off.
Sure. Exactly.
Well, Wishes & Company, it's transforming the way that fundraising is done. So maybe you can share with everybody your innovative approach to making a tangible difference in the lives of those that need.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems outside of the transparency and the other things that we do is getting the funds fast and delivering them to the people that need it. So for instance, like the players in the market, GoFundMe, it takes about 10 days to get any donations delivered to whoever's on the other side of that transaction. And then you really don't understand what happens after that. You know, Facebook, which is probably one of the biggest giving platforms online, they don't actually deliver the funds from anything they collect for every quarter. So it takes 3 months to get funds from any campaign that you run on there. So if you're giving to a campaign on Facebook, you probably weren't aware that those funds weren't delivered for like another 90 days, potentially. Mm-hmm. Then on Instagram, which is another big giving platform, 45 days. So I think we actually are able to deliver services same day and resources and support and stuff like that same day and transfer the money into the people that need it. How we actually do this is, if you look at the market and the crowdfunding platforms that exist, they're built as for-profit companies. So the biggest problem that they have, well, one of the problems that they have the many problems they have is they can't offer tax deductibility on an individual donation, right? So pretty much anyone that goes on GoFundMe is an individual that has a problem. They, you know, Tommy broke his leg, or, you know, my mom has cancer, or whatever the problem is, right? But you can't actually get a tax write-off giving to an individual without actually, as a for-profit company, you can't give to an individual and get a tax write-off. That's not acceptable. But because we have a 501c3 public charity, all of the donations go through the 501c, and then our nonprofit governs the impact of that transaction. So essentially, any donation that you make through Wishes, whether it's to a charity cause, crisis, or an individual, it's tax deductible. Additionally, we turn those donations into virtual MasterCards. So essentially, we just plug those into an actual MasterCard that gets delivered instantly to the Apple and Google wallet to the other side of that transaction. And then on our platform where our wishers are, we have a big shopping mall, like almost like the Apple store, right? Where you go in there, you can get any app you want. In our platform, it's thousands of retailers, the biggest box retailers in the United States. So, you know, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Sam's Club, Costco. You, whatever you're needing, whether that's a plane ticket, you know, Expedia.com, Booking.com, those types of places, the rideshare, Lyft to Uber, anything that you need, groceries, the list goes on and on. You can get it inside of our platform. And those dollars, once they're delivered to the wishers, they can instantly start spending inside mm-hmm. of the portal. So they can instantly get the services and stuff that they need. And then you as a donor, because we're the card issuer and we can always see those transactions, just like when you go make a transaction to the grocery store, you can see it on your credit card right when you come home, or right on your phone, right when you make it. It's like, bing, you know, oh, it's been $20 or whatever, right? Same thing here on our platform. So when a wisher actually spends money anywhere in the platform for whatever it is that they need, you're notified that those dollars have been spent, that your money's been allocated, and you can see the impact that you're making. So if you're helping a family with groceries, you know that they actually got groceries and you helped someone and it made an impact. You know,
that's so awesome. This has to be the best one I've ever heard of. Seriously. And I'm just learning really right now. You know, I had a good feeling about you, but I have a mastermind in C called Conscious Giving Council, and part of the motivation, right, was, and we'll definitely have you as a C inside of this thing, because
great.
Part of the thing was the same thing of, like, you know, everybody, you know, they've been successful, but nobody's really trusting where the money's been. Like, okay, let's just do it ourselves, right? Take control, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, the reason why I really wanted to do it was because I think, you know, two years ago, there just was, like, every time you turn on the news, there was, like, a hurricane, tornado, there's a flood. I mean, and it's just, I don't know, climate change, whatever it is, but, like, there's just so much crazy stuff going on every time you turn on the news. But how do you help that person? How do you help that family? How do you help that cause? Because you know those dollars are allocated. And if you take, like, the Maui fires, for example, like, big charities like the Red Cross, and they're a great organization, but they're a huge organization. And when you donate to the Red Cross, it goes into a bucket, right? Yeah. It doesn't necessarily go to that cause on the ground floor, right? So you think you're donating towards these people that are suffering out there, but you're actually just putting it in the pot, and they're allocating dollars how they see fit. So, you know, we wanted to be able to change that and help the individual be able to control the destiny of those dollars.
Yeah, some of the information I've seen about these big charitable places is disgusting, actually. If it's, you know, for what I was looking at was real, of what really gets to the people and not the CEOs or whatever. So
yeah, I mean, when you go to when you pull up to a nonprofit and then the parking lot's full of Mercedes-Benz, like, what do you,
Right, you know? Exactly. There it is there, right.
Yeah.
You've had incredible success, and I'm really excited about what you're talking about here. So it's a game changer, and the impact. And so there's a lot of things that I'm sure you're proud of, but what is one thing that sort of just, you know, you're launching it right now, and it's coming out March or inside March
19th. Yeah. March 19th. So I think what we're really excited about is actually true innovation. You know, it's like when the next iPhone 15 or 16, whatever comes out, there's not real innovation, right? They're just putting a gadget on it. They're making the picture better or whatever. Like, charitable giving really hasn't been changed in forever, right? And so, like, what we're really doing is we rebuilt the financial infrastructure so that way we can actually change the way people give and actually make it user-friendly and rewarding, tax-deductible, and transparent. And I think that's real innovation, like changing an industry. And so I think this really has the potential to change the entire industry, because if all things are being created equal, you can go to GoFundMe, you can go to a charity, any of those other options, you're not getting a tax deduction. You're not actually understanding where the money's going. But if you could actually do the same exact thing through Wishes and always understand where your money's going and reward, you get rewards and you obviously are earning tax deductions. It's like all things being created equal, it's kind of like a no-brainer. Like, you know, we really built it for donors, by donors. I mean, I'm a donor. I built it because I wanted to understand. And I actually really just kind of build connection. As humans, we really are connected people. Like, we want to understand and we want to be connected. You know, that's what we're built for as human beings, right? And if you're just giving and you never know, like, there's no connection in giving.
Exactly.
Is it gone? Like, you go to a grocery store, you don't know where that money's going.
Exactly.
And the worst part about it is the grocery store is claiming that whole entire tax deductibility. So, they're taking your money and they claim the whole tax deduction. Right. That's pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty good model.
Right. But not right. Right.
Yeah, right.
Essentially, if I'm a, say, for-profit, I could donate, but it's going into the nonprofit, which is that? So I would still get a tax deduction?
Yeah. So if a corporation or individual, whoever, if they're making a donation to any story, charity, cause, crisis, whatever, we're connected to Candid on the back end, so we can validate charities and causes and things like this. But we also can see everything in real time. And that's the difference, right? So when you hear about the horror stories on GoFundMe, it's because it goes into a black box called a bank account. You know, bank account is owned by somebody or something or someone else. And so once those dollars are there, it's adios, right? You lose all insight into that. So I think any corporation, any influencer, and this is also part of what we built it, a corporate executive that has a big audience that he's speaking to, an influencer like a Deepak Chopra or somebody that has a big audience that wants to activate that audience for a cause or a crisis, they can come on there. We manage all the tax deductibility. We manage all the rewards, all the donations. And then he can actually re-engage, or that influencer can re-engage with his audience and say, look what we did with this money. Look what we did together, right? When a typical nonprofit raises money for whatever cause, that their mission that they're supporting, the typical next phone call for that nonprofit is, hey, we have another cause that we need money from you, right? Well, it's much easier conversation for that nonprofit to say, hey, look what we did with your money. Thank you so much. You made a real big impact. By the way, we have another mission that we're trying to do and we'd love you to participate. That's a much easier conversation to have than, hey, we need more money, but hey, we can't tell you what we did with your money last time.
Right. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because that phone call will happen either way, right? But I think it's a much easier conversation for the nonprofit to have. So on both sides of the coin, the nonprofits are able to raise more money because they are being transparent with the way that they're doing their business, and people believe on, you know, they can actually see the results of those donations.
Results, right.
And then
right.
Donors, obviously it's a no-brainer for them because they can always understand, right?
Yeah, that's really clear. So you're an entrepreneur, philanthropist and all. What values do you believe that's essential to driving meaningful change? And I can already say what you've already said, but maybe elaborate more on how you've incorporated this into Wish.
Yeah, well, I think when I say, I dare say revolutionize, but it is really innovation. So really change the infrastructure of like how things are done, the only way that it will get adoption is if you don't change user behavior, right? So people don't want to actually change, but they want the results of the change, right? So, exactly. So I think that's what we really did is we built a platform that, you know, it uses, so everyone's used to paying with their phone. Everyone's used to getting money on their phone and spending money this way online. And so we didn't change the user behavior. We didn't change the way that you purchase. We didn't change the way that you receive or give. We really just changed the way that you see things. And I think that's really the difference. And so that's why it'll get a lot of adoption, is because we didn't change user behavior. And I think that's really the most important thing. And that's really what we try to stay true to, because, you know, that's why the blockchain stuff in the past, it never really worked. There's sites out there that like, we claim transparency. I got news for you, buddy. Credit cards have been doing blockchain ledgers for like 40 years, right? I mean, that's all it is creating ledgers every single time you make a purchase, right? And that's how you create transparency. That's what blockchain's for. But credit cards has been doing this for, 40, 50 years? So it's just, we didn't want to change user behavior. And I think that's really why it's going to work.
It is not blockchain. It's not built on blockchain. I'm not techie.
I mean, we have blockchain capabilities, but you know, we're utilizing credit card rails to do everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, credit cards in, and then we turn those credit card donations into credit cards on the back end. So,
Yeah.
So it's really credit cards all the way through. Cool. So we have a partnership with MasterCard and a few different banks, and since all those donations come in, they go through the 501c, the cool thing about the front side of the donations is if you did a category specific donation. So let's just take that Maui fire example for you again. Yeah. So their house burned down. They need a place to stay tonight. So they need a hotel for the night, or they need an airline ticket to fly back to California with their family. Cause God forbid something happened to the family out here and they just don't want to be there. You can actually go and buy an airline ticket or for that person. So, hey, I want to donate to the airline category or the restaurant category, the grocery category. But most people on their own credit card, they actually get cash back and rewards for hitting those categories, right? So your credit card issuer, when you spend through Wishes and you donate through Wishes, they'll see it as a hotel purchase or they'll see it as a restaurant purchase or a grocery purchase. So you'll get your cash back and rewards from your donation and your tax deductibility. And then we turn then we turn that into a usable card that can only be utilized for a hotel purchase or an airline ticket. So if someone's saying, hey, I need money for an airline ticket, I got to get out of here. I don't have a house tonight. So it's like, dude, I'll help you, right? Yeah. I'll get you a hotel room. You actually will get your points on your for getting your hotel room or the airline ticket, your own points from your own credit card from using the platform.
This is brilliant. Really brilliant, man. I'm blown away. I'm sure you face lots of setbacks and you've almost answered this, what I was going to ask you, but what keeps you motivated and inspired? Because, I'm sure you've had a little bit of pushback or it's just been a flow, right?
Yeah. Anytime you try to change something, I mean, first of all, we work with banks, so. So that's challenging a lot. I mean, the compliance alone, because of the fact that it's a new model, it's never been done. And, GoFundMe is riddled with a lot of fraud. Like, so when they look at our model and they say, oh, it's like the people are creating stories, like how are you going to combat all this fraud? So the compliance was extremely rigorous. That was probably the toughest part of this process is that, you can't. So we build for this. No, you can't do it that way. This isn't going to work. But then they lead you down this path. It's almost like, I don't know if you know this, but like the old mortgage industry, when you submit a whole bunch of docs and you're ready, you start building stuff. And they're like, no, we don't need this. This is what we need. And they get a whole another set of checklists. Right. Exactly. You submit all the docs. Wait, no, now we need this and this. This is basically like the life of building a startup is that's like what you're up against most of the time.
Right. But the vision is so, so inspiring that you just bust it on through it.
Yeah, no, they see it. They see it and they want us to go live. So we have that going for us. And, that's what got us to the finish line. Because there's been definitely a lot of challenges for breaking the rules of how this is supposed to get done.
That's awesome. Well, look into the future. What's your aspirations to Wish & Company? And how do you envision it continuing to make a difference for lives on a grand scale?
Yeah, well, our real vision is to help a billion people. So my first company was to make $1 billion. See this B right here in my arm is for a billion. I was like dead set on making $1 billion company. But this is B 2.0. So it's to help a billion people, So we're trying to help a billion people. And that's our vision. We believe that this has the power to change charitable giving forever. So because of we believe that the success and impact of what we're doing will make such a big difference that there'll be a lot of copycats afterwards. And that just giving credence to what we're doing. And I think, we're just going to be the first. And in this situation, I think it pays to be first because anyone else is just going to want to be wishes.
Wishes come
going to be
true.
Wishing on a star.
Yeah, they'll just be wishing. But, right. Well, this is really fabulous. And I'm beyond excited. I can think of all kinds of things that I would use it for and tell other people to use it for. Absolutely. And the prayer is all the wishes and dreams come true. So there you go.
That's actually just as you said, prayer. One of the cool things about our platform is that you can be involved as a donor and just send messages and prayers instead of actually to somebody on the other side, instead of actually financially contributing, because sometimes people just don't have the financial capacity to give. Yes. But they want to, send messages and vibes. And I think that we want to get people involved into the matrix. And so part of our platform is messaging capabilities where you can actually send messages.
Beautiful because they prayers do work. And sometimes people are so alone or going through a medical. Just getting that support. I just watched it this morning. A whole miracle happened because of all the people who are around for someone going through a medical thing. And boom, unexpected miracle. Right. Boom.
Yeah. Right. No, it happens. So, I mean, miracles are real.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, Wishes & Company is a miracle coming to earth. And who knows, heaven on earth, bring peace on earth for every living thing. That's the prayer. Hey, it's fun having you. And we really want to support this organization. And we wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Money 911. I hope you've been as inspired as I have
by Chase Harmer's incredible journey and the impactful work of Wishes, Inc. Remember, no dream is too big. With innovation and determination, we can all make a difference in the world. Be sure to visit chaseharmer.com and learn more about Wishes, Inc. and how you can get involved. Until next time, stay motivated, stay empowered, and keep chasing your dreams. This is Chris Miller signing off. Take care. God bless.
There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind.